Hey, it's Christine from Storyworthy. I told you guys I was a flight attendant, right? It was during the good old days in the late 80s and 1990s. Lots of Boeings. Now, the plane was a Boeing 727, an old plane for sure, but at least it was a Boeing. I used to say, if it's not Boeing, I'm not going. I worked on about 1,000 flights a year. I mean, what are the chances of anything really happening? So we start off down the runway, and just before the nose rose up, we heard a huge bang, and the plane sort of just sucked back. You didn't have to be an airline mechanic to know that it was clearly the sound of an engine blowing out. Oh yeah, that wasn't good. Okay, we've aborted the takeoff, and we'll just go back to the gate and switch planes. But we hadn't aborted the takeoff. We were in the air. Today on Storyworthy, I share with you one of my own true stories, a closet confessional. And today I'm talking about an emergency on a 727. Stay close. Hey, it's Christine Blackburn, and you're listening to Storyworthy. Blackburn, and I'm coming to you from Los Angeles, California. And today, you guys, is a closet confessional. That's right. Today, I bring you a story from my recording studio in my closet in Los Feliz, California. And today, the story is titled Emergency on a 727. So you pretty much know what's going to be coming. Anyway, you guys, I'm so glad you tuned in today. Whether you've been listening to Storyworthy for 7 years or you're a new listener, welcome to the show. Now, I hope you guys enjoyed the story the other day from comedian Anna Pacino and her story, My Wedding Day. Trust me, it is unlike any wedding day you've ever heard of, and you really must go back and listen to Anna's story if you haven't already. But not now, because now you're here with me, and I'm about to tell you one of my own true personal stories. So as you guys know, I bring these to you about once a month, and this is actually my 8th one. Let's recap. My first closet confessional I dropped in December of 2016, and it was called Me in Malibu, A Tale of Two Loves. And it's about two relationships I had, and then what I really loved, which was the city of Malibu. It's easy to love, trust me. The second closet confessional was a little lighter. It was called Confessions from a Flight Attendant. And then I told you the story about me going to the Middle East with comedian Yakov Smirnoff. Oh, sure. That was a real crowd pleaser. And then I told two stories about my Peace Corps experience, that time I joined the Peace Corps, and that time I was medevaced out of the Peace Corps. So there's some information right there. And then I followed those two stories up with another closet confessional called Back Home for Chemotherapy. So, boom, right? Oh, the laughs keep coming. Anyway, and then finally, the last story I told was about when I first moved to LA 20 years ago, and it was called I Was Bachelorette Number 2 on the Dating Game. Another really fun story. But today I'm bringing you another story from my flight attendant days, and this one, like I said, is called Emergency on a 727. So, yeah, guess what plane we were on? Yeah, exactly, 727. Okay, the other thing I wanted to talk to you guys about are buffalo chicken wings. Yeah, buffalo chicken wings. Now, the exact origin is disputed, right? But here's what I do know, that Buffalo, New York is the city that made those chicken wings famous, right? And when I was a flight attendant, we flew to Buffalo all the time. In fact, we would fly in and the pilot would order chicken wings from the Airways. That was the name of the little hotel, which was, by the way, like on the tarmac. I mean, honestly, the little hotel was right there, right beside the runways. And we always stayed there as crews, but they had a kitchen as well. Anyway, the pilot would order these chicken wings and they would deliver them to the plane and we would eat them as a crew, you know, like before the next flight took off. Anyway, my point is this. I recently found this new meal delivery service called Sunbasket. And last night, I made buffalo chicken wings with mixed vegetables and ranch dressing by myself. And you guys, it was Fantastic. Now, Sunbasket sends organic and non-GMO ingredients that are pre-measured and ready to go, and I can prepare meals in like 30 minutes or less. Plus, they have all sorts of diets like gluten-free, paleo, and vegetarian options. And if you guys go to sunbasket.com/storyworthy right now, you'll get 50% off your first order. So it's sunbasket.com/storyworthy and get 50% off your first order. And try the buffalo wings, you guys. sunbasket.com/storyworthy. Oh, and I also want to remind you guys that you can email me anytime. I love getting emails, don't you? So please continue to write. I respond to everybody. The address is info@storyworthypodcast.com. And again, thank you guys so much for your ongoing support. I really appreciate it. And listen, if you think of it, tell a friend about Storyworthy. Would you do that? Just show them how to get it on their phone. It's right there. It's either on Apple Podcasts or Google Play. It's totally free. And of course, thank you. And if you want to learn more about me, you can go to christineblackburn.com. Okay, here's my story. Emergency on a 727. When you're a flight attendant on call in 1989 and your beeper goes off, you have 15 minutes to find a telephone and call scheduling. You have 1 hour to get to the airport. Now, I was a flight attendant for 7 years, and I was on call the entire time. I never had a schedule. So one minute I'm heading to the movies to see Dead Poets Society, and then my beeper goes off, and I have to pull the car over and call scheduling. And then I'm on my way to Buffalo, or Indianapolis, or any number of glamorous Midwest cities. I had no control where I was sleeping from one day to the next, but I didn't let that control my life. I mean, I did what I wanted, and then if plans changed, well, they changed. And just in case, I always had a suitcase packed for 4 days and my uniform in the car. So it was a Sunday afternoon, and I was at a Pittsburgh Steelers football game with a bunch of my friends. Now, the game started at 1 o'clock, and I was off duty at 3 o'clock. I thought, what were the odds that I would get called? I mean, not likely. I felt like I could chance it, so I went to the game. But wouldn't you know it? Early in the first quarter, my beeper goes off. Now, as always, I have 15 minutes to call scheduling back. Now, of course, I'm going to call in sick. For one thing, I'd been drinking beers. But more importantly, I was in Three Rivers Stadium at a Steelers game, you guys. I mean, it was important to me. There was no way I was leaving. So I needed to find a payphone to call scheduling, and I needed to find somewhere quiet. So I decided to go down, 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 escalator after escalator, to the very bottom of the stadium to look for a payphone. And sure enough, I get down there, I look around, and I see a payphone on the wall. I run over to it, and I dial furiously. Yes, this is Christine Blackburn, employee number 38460, and, my beeper just went off, and I have a cold, and I can't fly today. And then some fan with his face half-painted black and half-painted gold runs up to me from out of nowhere and screams, "Go Steelers!" and then runs away. I was totally busted, the scheduler said. "We'll see you at the airport within an hour, Miss Blackburn." And now I'm on my way to Orlando. I head back to my seat and tell my friends that I have to leave, and then I run out of the stadium through the huge parking lot full of tailgaters, and I find my car. Now, my uniform and my bag are there, of course, and after changing out of my clothes and into my uniform in my tiny Mercury Capri, I drive off as quickly as I can, and I speed to the airport. Now, I park in the employee parking lot, I take the bus to the terminal, I get through security, and I take the little train to the air side, and I find my gate, and 55 minutes later, with 5 minutes to spare, I am on the plane. I made it. Now, the passengers are already boarded, and as I walk on the plane, I can feel 150 people look up at once to glare at me with daggers in their eyes, as if I was the reason they were late. I wanted to scream, "I'm not the reason you're late. I'm the reason you're taking off at all." Now, the plane was a Boeing 727, an old plane for sure, but at least it was a Boeing. I used to say, "If it's not Boeing, I'm not going." So we push back from the gate, and we taxi out to the runway. Now, I'm flying in the C position, and so my jump seat is up against the cockpit. So I have to face the passengers, who are still glaring at me, and I'm glaring right back at them, because let's face it, none of us want to be here. I mean, I'm supposed to be at a Steelers game, getting off duty in an hour, and now I'm going to be gone for 4 days. So we start off down the runway, and just before the nose rose up, we heard a huge bang. And the plane sort of just sucked back. You didn't have to be an airline mechanic to know that it was clearly the sound of an engine blowing out. We slowed down immediately. The looks on the passengers' faces changed from glaring at me to questioning, you know, are we okay? And somehow I went into emergency mode. It's all good. Hey, this happens all the time. I brushed them off. But what I was really thinking was, okay, we've aborted the takeoff, and we'll just go back to the gate and switch planes. But we hadn't aborted the takeoff. We were in the air, and I could hear a lot of commotion going on in the cockpit behind my head. And all I could think was, I mean, this is how it's going to go down. I left a Steelers football game to take a bunch of yahoos to Orlando, and now I'm going to die in an airplane crash? I picked up the intercom behind my head, and I rang the pilots, but they didn't answer. Meantime, the passengers are still looking at me as if to say, are you shitting your pants? Because if you're shitting your pants, we're definitely shitting our pants. But somehow I pulled it together, and I took off my seatbelt harness, I adjusted the wings of my double-breasted blazer, and with authority, I headed back into the cabin to comfort the passengers. Everything is going to be fine, you guys. Look, this is a wonderful plane. With three engines, we can easily fly on two. It's a Boeing. I always say, if it's not Boeing, I'm not going. No one laughs. And then something shiny catches my eye out of the window. It's like shiny sparkles flying outside the airplane, like fairy dust. Yeah, like engine fairy dust. No, that's not fairy dust, Christine. That's metal. There are bits of metal flying out of the number two engine. Finally, the captain comes on the PA and says, well, folks, looks like we've lost the number two engine and we're heading back to the airport. We're going to circle the airport to allow time for the fire trucks to arrive. See, folks, we're heading back to the airport, and then we'll circle around while we wait for fire trucks. Wait, fire trucks? What fire trucks? And sure enough, we can see the emergency crews arriving, and we watch as they line the entire runway with fire trucks and ambulances and police cars. I say, don't mind all the emergency vehicles, folks. Oh, that's all very normal. These ambulances aren't for us. Well, okay, they are for us, but we're going to land safely, and I'm supposed to be at the Steelers game, and no one is crashing here today. We circled the airport for about 20 minutes, and then we do land smoothly. The passengers applaud. I applaud. And then I take a bow, as if I did something. The fire trucks spray the plane down with foam, and they bring out air stairs for us to deplane. The passengers exit the plane first, and then we as the crew follow. We're escorted to shuttles that take us back to the main terminal. My beeper goes off, and it's scheduling. They're replacing the crew, and we're officially off for the day. And as I make my way back through the airport to catch the employee shuttle again, I pass a bar, and I notice that the Steelers game is still on. So what do? Well, I take off my blazer and my bow tie, I unbutton my uniform shirt, order an icy light, and finish watching the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Cleveland Browns. So glamorous, right, you guys? The life of a flight attendant? Look, it was a perfect job in my 20s, but man, I am so happy to not have to rush off to the airport anymore. I mean, that was messed up. I mean, a lot of flight attendants lived near the airport, so it wasn't so bad for them, but I lived, like, down in the city, so it was always quite a big commute. Anyway, it was in my 20s, right? So I was more flexible. Plus, we really did have some great times. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening once again. Let me know what you guys think of the story, and feel free to drop me an email at info@storyworthypodcast.com. And if you're really feeling kind, why not go over to Apple Podcasts and leave Storyworthy a good review? Yes, I know I bug you, but I need it. What can I tell you? And join us next week on Storyworthy for an intense story from writer Adrian Earhart.
He'd poke my hand with a knife at the dinner table. And when I would complain or cry, he'd say, "You want me to do that to your mom?"
Don't miss this incredible story from Adrian Earhart next week on Storyworthy. All right, I want to thank everybody over at Wondery Media, including Hernan Lopez and Jeffrey Glazer, but especially a big thank you to you guys, my Storyworthy audience, by tuning in every week, and especially to my closet confessionals. You guys make this happen. So really, on behalf of all of you, thank you so much for listening. My name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a Storyworthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.